Good morning, beauties. What's the topic for today?
Monday, how much of an all-star or a weekly start?
Yeah, and you know what? He deserves it. He's played well. He's had some big impact on games. He had a good night last night with four assists. You know, he deserves it. He's played well. It's nice to see that he gets some recognition. Not really. I think he's just performing. He's just getting results from the work that he's put in, you know. I think his game has changed from the early going, but I don't think that's by design. I think it's just from maturity, you know. We talked about that before, so. No, I think he's enjoying playing. He's enjoying having success. Line looked good last night, again. And they all had success. It was good to see Andrew have some success in part of that line. Yeah, it was good. Going good. You know what, it doesn't look like he'll be a player tomorrow either. Like, it's longer than we figured a little bit, you know. It's just some maintenance stuff. We're just trying to get him through therapy and get going. So it is day to day, but you know, he hasn't practiced with us. Until he practices with us first, then it's going to be, you know, so I'm shooting for Thursday, but today's Monday, so we're hoping, you know. It depends every day to see how it feels. Is it a little bit better or not? So I'd like to be able to say that he's hoping for Thursday. Let's put it that way.
Curious how you manage your time with these games every second day. How do you mix your practice rest on that kind of thing? It's about literally every second day.
Yeah, you know what? Like, we just finished a three, and you know, we were in the middle of a three and four nights in mini, and then this is the back end of another three and. Not another, just a continuation of a three and four again. And, you know, this week it's something we talked about this morning, is that we really have to manage our energy here, because it's really going to be about the games. It's about winning the games. You know, they're important. They're important for everybody, not only us, but the opponent views it the same way. So you're just hoping that the players you're trusting that the players are able to manage it. And I trust our players. Our players are good, you know. Like, so you'll have an optional today, for example, and we won't be doing too much. Like, there's not much off the ice. The guys are too tired. And, you know, we've asked them to pour as much as they could into the game and pour everything onto the ice. So if you're going to do that, then at least help them do that. And part of that is rest and recovery. So that's what we've done. So how I'm going to manage it, it'll be dependent on their energy. How heavy the games are and how heavy we play the games and stuff like that, because they're pretty intense at this time of year. So we're trying to get wins. That's what we're trying to do.
The maturing line, has it maybe been more steep this year for some players than at the start of the year you might have thought? Like players like Wheeler and...
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. Those are things you don't know. You don't know how players, that's what excited me in the summertime about the team, is that we had some young players that were, and I didn't know them that well, but had some players coming in here. You just didn't know where the ceiling or the growth and where that would take you. So, you know, that's what was exciting. Where would these guys go? How would Burmistrov be in his second season? How would Evander Kane be? You know, how would Bogosian be? Wheeler, Ladd, and Little, and there's a whole slew of them, Pavlik. And how would those guys be when you know their game is not completely formulated? So that's what excited us, and I think it's been really good here. It's you know, has it exceeded my expectations? I had a starting point, but I didn't have an end, and still, you still don't. You just don't know where they're going to go. You never do, really. So I can't sit there and say, yeah, I thought he would be this, or I thought they would be this, or just hope that you help them grow and you help them the best you can, you know. But I can say that I'm happy where they are. I enjoy watching our players play. And what I like the most is the fact that they care about their game and they want to have success, you know. And what's really good, too, is that it's good here in Winnipeg, because people are passionate about the hockey and it's hard. It's infectious. You know, you're a player. You come to the games. It's important to do well here. You know, and so I think that's really helped the situation, and it's been good.
Winning games like 2-1, 3-2, playing the tight checking game, as long as you're winning is fun, but how much more confidence is there when you're scoring goals?
You know what, I think at the end of the day, the players just want to win games. I think what happens is the more, whatever, either the, I think confidence is built with having success. If you have success in scoring more goals, then it helps more people or helps everybody more. But you know what? There's a lot to be said about the games that you win 1-0, 2-1 against a heavy opponent. That also builds confidence, maybe not in the offensive side of things, but it helps build the trust in your team and the trust in each other. So there, to me, there's value in all those things. It has really not a lot to do with whether you get 5 or you get 2 or you get 1. It's the, what's the right word? Cumulative, what's that?
Cumulative?
Yeah, cumulative effort from everybody, you know, that gives you the result. I think that's what's really been good with our team. You know, we were, there was a time there where everything was low scoring, but now we've had a couple of games where we scored some goals, so that's good. And that's more fun. You know, what you have to be careful of is now you don't start thinking that you're now a 5-6 goal team every night. That's where you have to kind of, okay. So it's like on one hand you plug this hole and then you create this hole, and so you're always fearful of, maybe overconfidence. It's no different than the Boston game. What scared me about the game last night to a degree was that would we be feeling so good about ourselves, about how well we played against Boston, and that we would be taking these guys lightly, and then we would not maybe be ready for the start of the game. So that's the fear that I had. So, you know, it seems like every time I feel good about things, I'm fearful about something else. So now we score goals, and now I'm fearful that we're going to be playing another 8-5 game. You know, so it's just no rest for the wicked. Yeah, sure. Well, you know, they're a good team. I mean, I don't think we play Philadelphia any differently than we play others. It ends up being quite a bit different. You know, they're a team that can really hurt you, you know, offensively and stuff. And they've had some goaltending issues a little bit, but they've added some new players. And sometimes there's an adjustment period. Sometimes there's an excitement period that really helps your team. So I'm not sure what we're going to get in that game. You know, I don't control what Philadelphia are going to do so much, or how they're going to respond and stuff like that. But I will be focusing on how we have to play to win the game. That's what I'll be focusing on, the task, which is what we're trying to ask our players to do. So that's what we'll do. You know, we respect Philadelphia. They play a hard game. They have some guys like, you know, you look at Hartnell's having a, Giroux, and these guys are having some good years. They can do some things. So it'll be a fun, entertaining night.
Well, I know you want the guys to focus on the next game, the biggest game sort of mentality, but some of the guys in there were saying that the chance to get to the playoffs is pretty powerful for them too, because a lot of them haven't even been in a playoff game. Just how do you manage that, sort of the small picture versus the big?
Well, you know, the only way that I manage that, and if you talk about singular focus or you talk about, you know, focusing on the task, is what I just do is I just keep it there. I don't deal with much past the moment or the game. I don't deal with, you know, I do a little bit, like we're managing the week, but I don't think it needs to be said too much of what we're trying to do to the players. I think that you always have your eye on the big picture. You know where you stand and stuff, but I think on a daily basis, we just try to focus on that, you know, how you manage it. I would just sooner manage it in the smaller segments, and that's just dealing with that. I mean, you can look at different things, you know, you look at, if you want, you can look at standings, and you can look at these guys, and who are the people that's going to come out of the top 8 if we're going to go in, you know. Should we be looking at Ottawa, or should we be looking at Toronto? You know, like how many games have we played, you know? Ottawa's played 60, we've played 61. Should they be the target team for us? Well, we don't control those things, but I'm just, stuff that you guys can look at maybe, but for us, it's just, if we continue to win, you know, we continue to put ourselves in a good situation, a good position, and now we force the other teams that have games in hand, they have to win now too, so that's what we can control. So that's what we're gonna try to deal with. Well, but it happened in Minnesota as well. So it's happened. It happened in Minnesota and happened again in Boston. You know. Well, yeah. The thing I saw differently was the response. That's what I saw differently in the Islander game. I remember clearly thinking, "Ooh," and I didn't understand why. That's what was perplexing for me. I didn't understand where this came from and why this was like. Why was this feeling like that? That's what's just different for me. And when, you know, when you have the questions of why these things happen, then you try to sort out the whys. What is it? Did you create it? Did I create that? Did you do this between periods? Is something, that's the first place I look, you know. Did you say something that would have made them think this way? Or did you do something in the morning or yesterday? What, why would that happen? So, and I, you know, and then when it happened, the next couple of games, I think we learned off of it, you know. We talked about it and then we wanted to recognize it, you know. How can we fix it? So we tried to solve the problem. We talked about it as a team. And I'm happy to say that the players have been really good, how they should be. They're putting everything they can into it. So the only the difference is that it has not deflated us. We hope is still prevalent in our game, and that's what has to happen. Whether you're down or they tied it or whatever, we've just moved ahead and we've played and then we got it back. You know, we did it, you know, did it against Boston. We did it against Minnie. You know, we were cognizant of potentially it happening at the beginning of the third against Colorado. So that was a concern. Make sure we're ready to go at the start, the first 5 minutes. We got to be ready here. We don't want to be giving up another one, you know. I didn't say that, but make sure we're ready to go. And we were. We were, you know, whether it was Pavlik or whatever, we managed it good. So the differences that I've seen is that the response has been different. I didn't like the Islander response. Don't know why it was like that. I like the other responses were good.
Coach, if I can get back to Blake for a second. I don't want to say he's carrying the team.
Well, that's why when you talk about everyone can lead in some fashion. Whether you're part of the leadership group or you wear a letter, everyone has a way of leading at different segments of the season or of the games. The opportunity exists for people. So if you have, for example, a high confident player at that time in Blake Wheeler, for example, he has an opportunity and maybe he sees it that this would be a moment for him to take charge, and so he does his things. That's what makes being a member of a team a beautiful thing. Everybody can have impact on the game. It has nothing to do with stats for me, whether you get 4 assists or you get 6 minutes or 12 minutes or whatever. You can all have impact on the game. That's how I try to measure the performance of the players, besides a lot of other different things. But it's not statistically based. So with Blake, he has confidence right now. He's going good. And it's good that he's trying to help us. I don't think he's sitting there going, I can do more, I can do. I think he just wants to win and wants to play and wants to help his team, just like other guys do. Whether they're Mark Stewart and the way he plays, he's not an offensive guy, but he plays with a lot of spirit and physicality. Well, he does it. They all do it in their own way, you know. And when you notice it is when they step up a little higher than their regular play in some fashion. It's like making sacrifices. They just go a little bit over and beyond what they normally do. And I think I think that is noticed by their teammates. And I think that's a good thing.
Would you think Bear Carroll played last night?
I thought he was okay in the game, you know. I think he was okay in the game. I think he had sat out a few games, and, you know, I thought he was okay. I never watched the tape back yet to be able to manage it, and you know, I thought he played responsible, and, you know, I think he made a contribution to the game and helped us win.
One more, guys?
Okay. Thanks, Gus. Have a good day.